You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast, and I'm your host, Daniel Coy. What's going on? Thank you for tuning in to this new episode. It's going to be fun and exciting, and you never know where my rants will go, so pay attention. So I'm going to go over my philosophy on hair, and really what it is, and what I think it is, and how I've gotten to the point in my hair journey, because there's everything from textured hair to curly hair to frizzy hair to long hair, short hair. You know, hair is hair. When we look at it, when we break it down scientifically, I know I'm talking about science. Me, a natural blonde. Hey, I know you just laughed at me. Just let you guys know that you are listening. This is pre-recorded, so I am on Instagram right now. So what's up, everyone who's paying attention to the sideways Instagram, because I don't know how to set it up any other way. So they're getting it live. So maybe you watched it live and now you're listening to it because everything's pre-recorded. So I believe hair is hair, and how we take care of it, how we work through it. The products we use is like really the key. But I think we need to go back even further and be like, what is your hair, right? Like, what is it? What do you have a part of your hair? Is it straight? Is it naturally straight? Is it naturally curly? What is it? Like, what part of your hair do you like? What part of your hair do you not like? And then we can go from there. So in order to change something that, I mean, this goes for life in general too, guys. I mean, like, come on. You have to know about it so you can change it. And that is the key in my life, is I want to know everything about something so that I can then take my own spin on it. Because I'm going to learn unconventionally. I'm going to get down and dirty with it. I'm going to try to figure it out. And with our hair, I feel so many people just go to this point of, I want soft, beachy waves. I mean, I'm one to talk. I blow up my hair every day. As you know, I have curly hair. So it's just like really crazy that it is something that I don't want. You know, it's that the good old adage, you know, everyone wants what they don't have. But like, in order to get what you do want, you have to know what you have, right? So like, I have curly hair, so I blow it out every day. So I have to be using products that are going to help my hair in the long run so that it will be able to hold up the test of time from the heat, from the blow dryer that I do every day, you know, like, and then what products I'm putting in. And then I also add some natural highlights to my already blonde hair. If you all look at me sideways, I am a natural blonde. Actually, when I was a child, I actually had red hair. And then as I grow older, it became ash blonde, but curly. So I basically got the thickness from my father's side and the curls of my mom. So yeah, I have a head of curls, and I rock them sometimes. I did a post about it once. My mother loves my curls. Yeah, if you're on live right now on the Instagram, you can see my curl is starting to curl up already. So, yeah, they're something. But you have to know. And I feel hair is hair. I know all these product lines have, you know, soft, curly. They have things for specialty use. Of course, there is going to be a line for everyone. But you need to know. You need to know what is going to work for you. Just like I like a Malibu Bay Breeze when I drink. What is your hair cocktail? Is that a good shampoo, a good conditioner, or is it like a wash? You know, for my gentleman, who listen. Are you doing the 5-in-1? You know, you wash your head and your other head and your ass and your feet all with the same bottle. But like, which is it? You know what I mean? Like, you need to like figure out what works for you and your lifestyle. I know that I'm a product connoisseur. I have so much product out there that I want to change it. I want to figure out like what works so I can help people with it. And I also get to love working on wigs because it's not my hair. We already know it's been through the ringer, right? We already know, we get it, it's been through the ringer. So in order to keep that hair as healthy as we can, we need to know the products to use to keep it that way, right? Like when I do hair on like a set or something, it needs to last all day long. Producers, directors, nobody wants to wait around for me to go in and touch up some hair. So I need to know my tried and trues, what products I'm gonna use every time to get the same result. And then I'm going to do, what's the maintenance, you know? What are you gonna use when they go home? Are you gonna send them home with a travel kit? You need to know. So for me, hair is just hair. It is literally like fabric. It's another type of fabric that I can take and create and mold into something beautiful and wonderful. Whether that be, I don't know, an updo, whether it be just a sensible ponytail. Gotta love a ponytail. Master a ponytail. That's who I say, master a ponytail. So I am also gonna chime back into my Instagram. Hi everyone, I am actually recording a podcast that's gonna be coming out. So thank you for paying attention. So you guys, if you've only listened to my podcast in your way to work or to get my little, you know, nonsense, make sure you check out my other platforms of social. I mean, that's really what we're doing these days, right? Everything's a social platform. So check those out so you can get more tips and tricks on how to make your hair or wigs look amazing. I do some cool interviews with people. I have some new ones coming out soon. My ADD kicked in. I totally went on a different topic. So when we talk about hair, you need to know it. You need to know what's gonna make it soft, what's going to help condition it, what products are going to give you the best result. And sometimes you need to know what are your go-to products for those quick insta fixes that you know, okay, good, my hair always looks good up in a messy bun. Or how fast can I get my blowout? These are things that you need to know. I know I need 3 minutes to blow up my hair and some hairspray. That's what I use. And it can be any hairspray, just to let you know. I've used the gamut, good to not good. So like it could be absolutely anything. But knowing that is half the battle. Like knowledge is power. You have to know so you can glow, basically. Oh, did I just make a shirt? I should be writing these down. I'm never gonna remember any of these. But that's really what you want to know. You want to know what it is about your hair that you like and hair that you don't like, so that you can actually either ask the right people the right questions. You know, if you are a hairstylist, you know, knowing what to create for your client and what cocktail you want to create for them, you can become just a better influence on them. You know, not everyone's gonna know everything, first and foremost. Know that right now. But I will know a little bit about a lot of things so I can help out. And if I don't know, I'm gonna actually do research and find out so I can help. Like that's right? Oh, I like this. I like this a lot, going live, because I'm getting like, feedback. Normally I'm just sitting here in my apartment talking to myself, and that's even more fun, guys. I'm not even gonna lie. And it's 2:20. Crazy. I always look at a clock when it says 20. I don't know what it means. If someone is like a numbers person, let me know if that means good, bad, or indifferent. I looked it up at one point and they said it meant money. So I'm like, great. So for the past 10 years, whenever I look at the clock, it's at 20. 2:20, 10:20, 11:20, any time. So whenever you want me to like, yeah, it's really bad. Off topic. So, okay. So your hair cocktail, let's bring it back to the hair cocktail. You want to have the best conditioner and the best shampoo for your hair type. I don't care what that means. I know I have to change mine every 4 to 5 days because of my flakes. Yes, I have flaky hair. I don't know why. It could be my eczema from when I was a kid. I tried everything. I'm looking for new things. I'm putting like pure peppermint oil on my head at some points where I'm just like, why is it here? Because very sorry for my barber. But then I've tried so many different things. So you're going to want to have the best foundation. So that shampoo and conditioner, so it's exfoliating your scalp, it's giving extra moisture to your scalp, and it's putting that moisture back in your hair, especially if you're wearing a wig, if you have curly hair, if you do have a protective style, remember all that natural oil that is already in our hair. We need to bring that natural oil to the root, like to the ends. You know what I mean? So give your hair a break sometimes in between when you're wearing your wig so that you can get that natural oils of your scalp to the ends of your hair. That's really what it is about. Like, it's just, I think we think protective styling, but we forget to do the maintenance that is needed for the protective style, that conditioning treatment, that hot oil treatment, that let it breathe a day or two. I know you're not gonna look like a hot mess, but let it breathe. Let your hair do what it's like, brush it, you know? Marsha, brush my hair 100 times. Yes, brush it. Get that oil down that shaft so it can close the cuticle. And that's a natural conditioner for your own hair, right? So those are like, that's your foundation. Like for me, that's basically your ice and your cup, okay? I'm creating a cocktail. And remember, it's a Malibu Bay Breeze for me. So we have to put in a fruit, we have to put in a mixer, and then we have to put in our hard stuff. So I say that our actual hardcore like liquid would be the products we use on an everyday basis. You know, be it a leave-in conditioner, be it a heat protector, be it a cream, a curl cream, a curl enhancer, a mist. You just need to know what works for your hair. So that means a lot of trial and error, like a lot of trial and error. I have so much product for trial and error, but to be honest, I work with so many different people at different places that I can help them on their journey of hair. You know, I can find, I think, oh, I've used this and it's too greasy for me, but it's gonna be better for you. Do you know what I mean? Like you're gonna have all these things. So you should really keep an eye on that when you like try a new product, you know, give it to a friend if it doesn't work for you. Make sure you try. I know we get into our stuck ways, like tried and trues, this is it and this is it. But you want to, oh, that is so sweet. So for those on Instagram, I am doing a podcast that you're gonna probably hear, but thank you so much. That is very sweet of you. That means a lot. Aw, of course, normally I do my podcast and I'm just sitting here with a blanket over my head for the echo in the room and the AC turned off. So we're doing it. We're going rogue. But if you guys do have any ideas or things you want me to just rant and rave about, let me know. Like, type it in. I love it. Like, you know, I love everything about it. Let me know. So back on topic. So then we have our hardcore liquor, okay? Mine's Malibu rum. So then you have to put in your cocktail parts. So then this will be your, you know, a finishing spray. It's gonna be a curl reducer, whatever it is, a frizz reducer, a serum, anything like that. And then, you know, your garnish. Is it a bobby pin? Is it a updo? Is it a curl? Is it a flat iron treatment? What is it? What are you gonna do after that? So you can make any hair into anything. I just like, everyone says, oh, you can, no. If you know how to work with hair, you can do anything with it. That means you have to practice. That means you have to try things. You gotta try new things. You gotta try old things that you thought could work. It didn't work on you, but it worked on someone else's hair, right? So make sure you try. Make sure you never stop learning. Now with all of this education online, you know, you need to just keep taking it. Okay, we're just gonna go with it. So I'm actually in the New Jersey area. I have my studio, which is down the hallway down there. If you can see it, the door is open, the camera. Yeah, So for one-on-one classes, let me know. Send me an email, DM. I'd love to. I loved it. I do love doing that stuff too, guys. For those in the podcast who are listening, I take on clients. And when I mean clients, I mean students, I mean other wig makers, and just finding out where they are in their journey and bringing them to their next level. So just like you who are listening today about hair, I'm trying to bring you to your next level of on your hair journey, because it's a journey. My hair used to be poker straight when I was a kid. I'm just letting you know, every 6 years, your hair changes, your body changes. I wish my fat stomach would go away, but hopefully that will do it, you know? So I cannot stress enough, keep trying new things. Don't be frustrated or reach out to someone. Hey, even if you're listening to this, send me a DM. I love solving problems. I do. I really do. I love figuring it out. I love the light bulb experience. I was talking into a chat room about how I love going into schools and cosmetology schools and like showing them like beyond the chair and like what we can do and what we can create. And you could just tell some people there are strictly for the salon, right? And others are, I don't even know why they're there, to be honest. But then there's others where I'm like, I bring in wigs and I show them like the inside of a wig and how we make them. And I have like videos of some of my clients that talk, and it's, you can see the light bulb go off. And I really do love that part. And I hope some light bulbs are going off for you who are listening, and those who are now, wiglets. Absolutely there are. There are definitely. So with that, if for a wiglet or for a wig that you want naturally curly hair, I actually go to someone who actually has curly hair. So the price does go up. Remember, for wigs in particular, we can talk about that. They create hair off of a perm that they can recreate every time so they can have continuity. And that is one thing that is completely different about curls. Not one curl is the same. I could not get my hair to curl the same way, even if I tried, okay? So that's where I feel the source of your hair, where that comes from. If you find someone with that texture, oh my gosh, get it, pay for it. I know I had a woman who grew out her hair who had beautiful curly hair, oh my gosh. And I wanted just this, and not that.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.